You know, you said, you know, with the 991A, some people are, you know, some people have problems, other people don't. It's the same with a lot of issue stuff. The FD5, you know, mine's been great. I've had no problem with it. But you know all the problems that Dave had with his, one or two, and other people have mirrored his problems with it. And you know, FPM 500, you know, that's another one. You had all sorts of issues with it. You know, I had none, you know, so, you know, but I'll tell you, speaking of finals in Yaesu, I've replaced more finals in Yaesu than any other radio, by far. They are absolutely, you know, the worst when it comes to that of any manufacturer I've ever dealt with. Although, having said that, I've got an ICOM sitting in my car right now that has a bad final, I believe. So we'll see. But, yeah, I don't know. I think there's a crapshoot with everything. And as far as Yaesu goes, you know, I know you're not a big fan there, Dakota, but when you look at, like, their 817, 857, 897 or whatever, that, like, series, those, like, military kind of spec, mil-spec-looking little mini radios, those are great. No one ever has any problems with those, so it's weird. It's like they got one line that's, like I've never heard of any problems with, and then they've got their newer modern stuff, which is, like, always problematic, or it's like you said, a crapshoot. It's weird. All right, I'm going to transition over to the HT. I'm at work. I shouldn't miss a beat. I'm quite early today. W8FU. Who gets the next? I think Rick.